With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessment.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Tom Cotton says the Senate will work hard next week to start holding confirmation hearings for as many as 17 Trump nominees.
So the moment Donald Trump steps off that platform on January 20th and goes into the Capitol, he can sign all their nominations and start processing them right away. And we're committed to staying in session much longer than the Senate has done in the past to make sure that we are putting those nominees on the floor, getting them votes, and getting them to work.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The Labor Department reporting some solid numbers when it comes to job growth. That report came out yesterday.
Hiring picked up unexpectedly in December. The Labor Department says 256,000 jobs were added last month. For the year, the economy added 2.2 million jobs, a solid number, but it was lower than job growth in 2023. Stocks opened lower on the expectations the strong jobs report would make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates. The Fed now projects just 2 rate cuts this year, down from the 4 they envisioned back in September. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Would you let a robot write your sermon? Well, some pastors were asked that question.
Most pastors say no. What we're really talking about, of course, is artificial intelligence. A new report from the Barna Group finds nearly 90% of clergymen would feel uncomfortable using AI in the process of constructing their weekly sermon. However, 88% would have no problem with using it to design graphics for the church, and about 80% would use AI to, quote, assist with marketing and marketing materials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed that plan. It's expected that they will do the same this time around as well. This is SRN News. Political analyst Jim Garrity says Republicans need to be wary of putting too much into their planned reconciliation bill if they want it to pass muster in the House.
I think the more stuff you put in there in one big bill, the more it makes it easier for a House Democrat to say, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing on. I'm a party of opposition. I'm here to oppose.
On the other hand, Garrity warns trying to pass two separate reconciliation bills could prove complicated for majority Republicans if some of their own members grow disenchanted with the process.
You do it twice, that's twice as much chance for, you know, two or three of them to say, nope, that's it. I'm taking my bat and my ball and I'm going home and I'm torpedoing the whole thing because I can't get this one particular thing that I want.
Garrity spoke about the nuts and bolts of the reconciliation process this week with the Salem Radio Network. House Republican leaders met with reporters to outline their agenda for the 119th Congress. On Tuesday, the day after Congress certified the election results, House GOP leaders spoke with the press. More from SRNNews.com.